Good morning. As I mentioned, there are local Red Cross volunteers, but they're looking for more help. Joining me this morning is Paulette LeBurge, and she is the Ketchikan volunteer. We'll learn more about that. And also by phone, we have Karen Peterson, who is over in Thorne Bay. Can you hear me okay, Karen?
Good morning, Maria. Yes, I can. Hello?
Yes, great. Okay. I had to adjust something there. So, Karen, thanks so much. And are you a coordinator on Prince of Wales Island or just in Thorne Bay? What is your role?
Well, you know, Prince of Wales Island is a big island with not that many people. Over here, we have a pretty solid core of Red Cross volunteers that meet and cover the whole island. I am not the DAT leader. I am not the disaster action team leader. That's Shondell Pyburn over in Craig. But I'm, you know, I'm an active volunteer with a group. We've got a couple of folks. We've got, I think, four people over here that can do client casework and that kind of stuff. And we have 12 volunteers on Prince of Wales who are trained to do what we call a disaster kitchen, which means that if there was a crisis of some sort and a lot of people were displaced and we needed to feed them, we could go ahead and set up a kitchen and have crews running through and providing warm meals for people, either delivering them or having a stationary place, you know, for them to come and have dinner.
And I know here in Ketchikan, we also have the Community Emergency Response Team CERT and the medical, I can't recall how it's the medical reserve group. So if there's a disaster, there are those groups that help in a certain way. Do you have anything like that over on Prince of Wales, or is the Red Cross kind of the main contact?
Oh, no. So the Red Cross works in partnership with those other organizations that you just mentioned. And over here, we've got our local emergency planning committee, which is based over in Craig as well. And so that's an organization that helps communities plan for and mitigate disasters, you know, like oil spill, everything from oil spills to, you know, to big disasters like an earthquake or tsunami or something like that. And then, of course, there's EMS, fire departments, and then other local organizations. Red Cross role in all of that is to help provide shelter for folks that are displaced and feeding and help people get back up on their feet after a disaster has happened. And that's a disaster from as small as a single home fire all the way up to a community or regional-wide disaster.
Okay, and Paulette LeBurge, tell us about Ketchikan. You are here in Ketchikan. Tell us about the organization here.
Well, right now I'm the lone volunteer, so we really do need some help here. Last month, Red Cross was able to assist a family that had an apartment fire. So we were able to give them some referrals to some of our other community partners and help them financially, you know, to get into a hotel and things like that. So I didn't know before I started to volunteer that Red Cross actually helped with single family fires, which I think is a great thing.
And how did you get involved? Why did you decide to get involved with Red Cross?
I had a friend that had a house fire, and I a couple years. And then there was an ad in the paper about Red Cross volunteers. So I just called Juno and got the information for getting online and signing up for it.
Okay. And either of you or both of you can maybe answer this question. What does it entail to be a Red Cross volunteer? How much of a commitment is it?
Well, I'll probably answer that. You know, if you're the kind of person that doesn't like to get up in the middle of the night and go help people who need to have a place to stay after their house is burned down, or don't like talking to other people, then it's probably not for you. But if you're interested in helping your community and it's not in you to be, for example, an EMT or a firefighter, but you also want to feel like you can be part of helping people, you know, if there's been an emergency, then this is for you. And we need more than one volunteer in Ketchikan and more than just a handful over on Prince of Wales. So our mission this morning is to try to encourage folks to turn out in Ketchikan at a meeting that Paulette's going to have, and she's going to go through, you know, what it means to be a volunteer. And you can be as active as you feel you want to be, you know. If you are able to only say, I only want to take training and respond to big disasters, or yes, I want to be one of the people that's on call, you know, and can help if there were a house fire, then, you know, whichever level of commitment, you can go ahead and participate. But the need is to have the folks who are in the system and understand how to do the paperwork and all that.
You mentioned, both of you mentioned the thing about helping get families a place to stay or an individual place to stay if there is a house fire. What do you do? Do you have places where they can go, or you put them up in a hotel? How does that work?
Paulette, you want to go ahead and answer how you do that on Prince over in Ketchikan, I mean?
But this last fire that had happened, the family was displaced. There was a lot of water damage, smoke damage. Red Cross initially financially gives them like a card, and they put money on that card, and then the families or whatever can go get their hotel room, food, whatever with this. I did go with them to talk to the hotel people. You're right there next to them if they want you there just for the support. I called a couple places to see if there was other support for them in town, you know, because they asked me also to, could you please do that, help me with that? I did. You're just there for support, a lot of support.
And do you contact them or do they contact you? Like if you hear that there's a fire, do you go to them or do they?
The fire chief calls and lets me know. They go in and, you know, he lets me know how, if he thinks that they may need help.
Okay. And Karen, Paulette mentioned that situation. Can you give examples maybe of a few things that your group out there have responded to recently?
Yeah, well, we've had, early in the year, we had several house fires over in the Craig area with folks that ended up being displaced. Quite often, people over here have resources that they can tap into, another family that they can stay with, or, you know, friends that will put them up for a little while they figure out what they want to do. So that's usually what happens over here, although there are places to stay and, you know, lodgings that we could put people up in as well. And it's the same thing. When a family is displaced due to any kind of disaster, we've also responded, for example, to landslides wiping out people's homes. Then what we do is we sit down, we do a little interview, ask them what their needs are. You know, do they have prescription medication that needs to be replaced? You know, are they needing clothes or whatever? And then we go ahead and, like Paulette says, we give them a credit card. And they can go ahead and buy the things that they need to get back on their feet again, pay for a hotel if they need to, or, you know, move in with another family and help with expenses there. We don't tell people what they can and can't spend their money on because everybody is different, right? Everyone has a different need. And so we just work with folks and we stick with them until they've got a plan and get back up on their feet again. And so sometimes it takes, you know, just a couple weeks for people to regroup and sometimes a little bit longer.
Okay, and that actually was a question I was going to ask you, is how long is this service provided? Because obviously it can't be indefinitely.
Right. Well, we'll do things like refer people to other agencies or help them, you know, with getting into a rental and, you know, figuring out first and last month's deposits and things like that. Sometimes we'll help with that financially, and sometimes we find other ways around that. It depends on what's appropriate for every person, right? Because different people have different situations.
Okay, and if people are interested over on Prince of Wales Island to help and get involved, what is the contact? Who would they contact there?
Well, the best person to contact would be Shondell Pyburn over in Craig, and I'll give you her phone number in a second. But one of the things that might be easier to say is we meet once a month on the first Tuesday of the month at noon over in Craig at the EMS Hall, which is right next to Power and right up the hill from the library in City Hall. Bring your lunch. We sit down and we do little trainings and orientations and things like that. And if we had folks who were interested in being volunteers, we could get them, you know, set up with, you know, the right and appropriate training and figure out what it is that they needed. And so that's just every Tuesday of every month. And the next meeting will be April 5th in Craig, like I said, at the EMS Hall right up the hill. If you wanted to call Shondell, there's a couple ways to do it. You can get a hold of her through Craig City Hall, which is 826-3275, 826-3275, or you could call her cell number, and that is 401-1940. And just say, hey, I'm interested in volunteering. Tuesdays are impossible for me. How can I get hooked up? And we can go ahead and get you on your way. But I think Paulette's got a volunteer meeting set up over there, and Craig is, I mean, Ketchikan as well, right?
I haven't set one up yet. I'm still working on that.
Okay. Still working on that.
Still working on that.
Okay, and is there anything else you wanted to add, Paulette, about if people are interested in helping out, getting involved, what they should do?
Well, if you're interested, you can go online at the redcross.org. There's a Juno Red Cross. You can get quite a bit of information once you get onto the redcross.org. And there's an Andrew Bogar, I hope I'm saying that right, that's the disaster specialist. That's who I contact. If there's a problem or here or I'm working on something, I contact Andrew. He walks me through everything. So there's a 907-463-5713 number. I hope I'm giving you the right one.
That's in Juneau
to contact Andrew. Here you can contact me at 907-617-5297.
Okay. When we get meeting information, be sure to give that to us. We'll get it on our calendar of events. And Karen, if you would like to email me the information about your meetings over in Craig, I can get that on our calendar as well.
I will do that. And by the way, March is Red Cross Month.
Very good. Great timing. All right. Well, thank you both for being here. Is there anything else you needed to add?
No, we are always needing more volunteers up in Juneau. They've just done massive training, and they're up into the 20s and 30s up there with the number of volunteers they have for a response. And we'd hate for there to be a huge situation in Ketchikan and poor Paulette be the only person. Of course, we'd come over from Prince of Wales to help, but it'd be nice to have local folks responding as well.
All right. Well, thank you very much, both of you, for being here.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Karen Peterson and Paulette LaBerge. And again, we will post this this report on our website and get the contact info out there for you as well when I do that posting later this morning. And it is about 5 minutes before 9:00.